City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
BN Sports' Matt Critchley, who's on a train somewhere between Lyon and Paris. Morning to you, Matty.
Yeah, morning, Steve. Apologies for the background noise. As you say, we left Lyon around about 30 minutes or so ago, and we are on the train up to Paris with a lot of very tired and very unhappy, very grumpy England supporters this morning after that fairly abject performance last night.
I tell you what, you put the miles in you have, Matty, so far.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing with following England, and England supporters, once again, will have to put the miles in over the next week. It's a week off now, of course, before that next game, but it's down in Nice. Many people will be happy to hear that, but of course it means more travelling for the England supporters. And I thought they were slightly short-changed last night, Steve, to be honest with you. I thought the changes that Roy Hodgson made, as many people alluded to before the game, was something of a gamble, and clearly the gamble hasn't paid off.
But what are the fans saying this morning in the cold light of day? Is it Roy who's getting it in the neck, or is it the players? Who is the finger pointed at?
No, I think it's firmly pointing at the manager. As I say, many people were talking about it being a gamble, a risk before the game, because it's not necessarily the fact that they finished second in the group, although I think that is disappointing behind the likes of Wales. You know, that's not a disrespect to Wales, but England should be finishing top of that group. But that's not the key issue here, because, of course, they may play even in Iceland or a Hungary or a Portugal next up. The key thing for me is that England have lost momentum now. They had that momentum after Daniel Sturridge's last-minute winner against Wales in the last game. They had the tournament momentum, which of course you need to build up to try and be a success in tournaments like this, but they've lost it. They've lost it straight away in a game that was frustrating. Martin Skrtel and the rest of his team did the job they set out to achieve. They wanted to come for a point, and they did exactly that. They frustrated England last night, but England have lost that key momentum in the tournament, and now they'll have to try and rediscover that in a week's time down in Nice.
I think when you're watching on the TV, Matt, it's quite hard to understand what the atmosphere is like in the camp, to understand how positive, how encouraged they all are, how tight-knit they are or not. Now, you're obviously around these lads. You're there as they're coming off the pitch. You're interviewing them, the manager. What do you sense from the England group as a whole?
I think the players, by and large, are fairly positive, mainly because it's quite a young, inexperienced group. They haven't necessarily had that weight of failure on their shoulders from previous experiences. But again, just speaking to England supporters this morning, they're saying it feels like 2010, 2014, the World Cup of 2 years ago, all over again. England promising so much and failing to deliver. I think I spoke to Joe Hart and Eric Dyer after the game last night, and they said, look, we did all we could. We put them under as much pressure as we could, but we couldn't find the goal when we needed it. But I didn't really think England created that many chances. I think the stats say they have something like 26, 27 attempts on goal, but only 5 on target. They didn't really have that sort of guile in behind to get, you know, behind Slovakia. Only a couple of really clear-cut opportunities. Daniel Sturridge was, I thought, cut quite a frustrated figure out there on the pitch last night. So, yeah, England just not quite there once again at a major tournament. So frustrating.
Roy can be a little bit spiky. I've had it off him in press conferences when he was Liverpool manager. Did you speak to him after the game last night? What mood was he in?
I didn't speak to him personally, but he did address a press conference, as he always does after an England game, and spiky would probably be the right word. Of course, people were going to ask him about the changes, the 6 changes that he made, and he even tried to refute that it was 6 changes and say, listen, no, it's only 4 changes because we finished with Vardy and Sturridge on the pitch, which is just sort of clutching at straws, really. I think it's quite a disappointing line to hear from Roy Hodgson, really. I think he needs to stand up and explain why he made the changes. And we understand that Kyle Walker and Wayne Rooney were just nursing slight hamstring strains, which is maybe why they were rested last night. But then, of course, Rooney came onto the pitch with half an hour to go. I thought, actually, Nathaniel Klein did very well at right fullback, but Kyle Walker's played the first 2 games and done well also. So Klein might drop out for that next game down in Nice next week. But Hodgson, he tends to, as Liverpool fans will remember only too well, he tends to sort of waffle around the subject a little bit too much. He doesn't necessarily directly answer a question. He's very polite. He's almost his dream man because he speaks quite eloquently at times, but also a little bit waffly and didn't really respond to the direct questions that were put to him last night.
You do tend to think, how far can they go? And of course, if they get through the next round, it's likely they'll meet France, isn't it, in the quarterfinals of this tournament. You've just got to look at the two sides and how they've approached it so far. And, you know, France brimming with confidence, home nation, riding on the crest of the wave of having this tournament in their home country. England stuttering, barely got going.
Yeah, and let's not forget, Steve, there's another round to get through before that, the round of 16. And even against a side like Iceland, without trying to be disrespectful, there's no guarantees that England will get through the next game. Because if you break it down, if Daniel Sturridge hadn't scored that last-minute goal, that last-minute winner against Wales, England would most likely be this morning out of the competition. So they are a last-minute winning goal away from going out at the group stages. So no one will be scared of facing England on this form. You know, Russia, I thought probably on the balance of play, were slightly fortunate to get the draw. Wales were very unlucky, and Slovakia more than deserved their draw last night. With the, you know, like I say, that was the game plan. So England have to go up against maybe Iceland, maybe Hungary, maybe Portugal. I don't think any of those sides, as I say, will be fearful of playing England. And then, as you mentioned, it could be France up in Paris in the quarterfinals, and it will more than likely, I don't mean to be a pessimist here, but it will more than likely be the same old story for England. As soon as they meet a real side in this competition, it's when they will really, really struggle. So I think everybody in the England camp is well aware that if they are going to do anything in this tournament, that performances have to vastly improve.
And what have you made of the tournament so far, just in terms of the organisation? Yeah, obviously, you've been there on the ground, you've been round to different matches. Has it lit up for you or not?
Not quite, Steve, to be honest with you. I mean, we've been here just over 2 weeks now. The security element is clearly something that the French have been very keen to stress, and that's been a huge part of the championship so far, and that's been very good. Of course, there's been a few minor issues with flares and whatnot, and obviously we know the problems in Marseille from last week, and they were disappointing to see, and the problems after the game with the Russian fans. But I think UEFA are doing almost as much as they can to try and make the tournament a success. I think the football has been a little underwhelming. We know how many late goals there's been, but I think it's the lowest scoring championship in recent memory. It's not come alive just yet, but sometimes it can be a bit like the Champions League group stages. You know, they sometimes flatter to deceive a little bit. It's when the knockout football arrives that it really gets the excitement levels up. So we're hoping that come Saturday, when the knockout football starts, that maybe we see a bit more attacking, a bit more free-flowing football.
Hats off to your phone signal though, Matt. If you'd been getting on the Merseyrail from Sandhills to Crosby, that would have cut out six times. But look, we've had 5 minutes and you're streaming through France at 150 miles an hour.
And the train even arrived on time. I'm not saying anything about Merseyrail, but they do a good job here in France, transport-wise.
Top man, Matty. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. Hopefully catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Matt Critchley, formerly of LFC TV and now with BN Sports, covering the whole of the Euros out there in France on a train, giving us his time.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.